Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, Behind Her Eyes is a new Netflix series based on the 2017 novel of the same name by Sarah Pinborough. It involves a single mother who begins an affair with her new boss called David. He's played by Tom Bateman in the Netflix series, only to be drawn into an unlikely friendship with David's wife Adele, played by Eve Hewson. What starts as an unconventional love triangle soon becomes a psychological tale full of night terrors and dream sequences. Well, I had the opportunity to chat with Tom and Eve about lucid dreaming, astral projection even, and the many twists and turns that the show takes. So I'll be talking to them in a second or two. But first, here's a little clip from the series Behind Her Eyes.
Pinch myself and say, I am awake.
We all like to think we're in control of our own destiny. So much of our lives are shaped by other people.
You need to learn to control your dreams, Louise. You and me, we're special.
We're just as messed up as anyone else. Just better at hiding it.
Eve, how are you? How are you, Tom?
Hello. How are you, Dave?
I'm very good indeed, Eve. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Okay, let's take a look at what we're looking at here, because on the six programs, at the end of each one, I'm going, no, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I'm completely confused about what might be. Like, you know, you are definitely being drugged daily by David. No, wait, maybe you're not. You have a second dream door. Oh, wait, maybe you don't. That dream notebook completely. Oh, wait, maybe it's not faked. So like, it keeps going on like that all the time. And is that sort of, hey, a result as far as your two are concerned?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, the whole point of the show is it's a page-turner book, so it's supposed to be one of those TV shows as well.
But Tom, would it be fair to say that, you know, definitely, you know, you both have a secret. You both killed Rob.
You did, I love it. Me and Evie have been spending these like junkets going, wonder what we're allowed to talk about. You just guns blazing.
That's the point. What are you allowed to talk about? Because even if I use the word, and I'm going to give away something now and you don't want me to, but I'm going to use a word which is twist. Immediately, oh, there's a twist. Like, yeah. I can't not do that.
Well, what's great is, even I think it's such a cool piece in terms of you think you know what's going on. No, you don't. Even you saying, you definitely killed Rob. Even if you said that to someone, right, at the pub or whatever, if you said, oh my God, yeah, he killed him, and someone hadn't seen it and they went, no, shut up, don't tell me. You could legitimately say to them, honestly, that's not giving it away.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We didn't kill Rob. We killed Adele.
Whoa, Evie, come on. Like an Irish bloodbath of twists.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, let's take a look at something else too about confronting your dreams through lucid dreaming and all this. Now, again, I'm not giving anything away there. I mean, people would go, hold on a minute now. Oh, well, this is, you know, you meant to stretch the truth. But if you look at Psychology Today, The Atlantic, Scientific American, they all have their articles about this kind of thing saying, yeah, it can happen, don't they?
Yeah. We did a seminar very nice woman who astral projects for a job, right? It's like she's a professional astral projector.
She has a PhD. Like she's a legitimate, not crazy person. She is an intelligent person who's doing her research. Do you know what's really, because we did that and I'm pretty sure we did like a session and stuff. And I remember thinking, I haven't left my body, but I feel strange.
So I have my body. Yeah, I got my head out of my body.
Right, but hold on, are you saying you can learn this?
Yes, we did. She came during our rehearsals. We did a lecture, and then we got on the floor and we did a session. She did a meditation. She walked us through it. We were all lying down on the ground, and I thought that I had sat up, and I woke up and I was still lying down. And she said, "That's a sensation of coming out of your body to
nuts
on your journey to astral."
Her name was Jade.
Jade Shaw.
Jade Shaw, that was it. And she runs these seminars, and her sort of thing is sort of like that you can, or what was it? She kept saying that one of the things that really helped me sort of go, okay, I could maybe get my head around this was a mantra that she repeats to herself, which is, I am more than my physical body. I am more than my physical body. I remember thinking, well, there is truth in that. Like there's the, you know what I mean? We've got our consciousness that is separate from our body. And I think they're just taking it a little bit further. Quick side note, if either of you guys have watched on Netflix Surviving Death.
No, I haven't.
Check it out. It's really, it's nuts. It's very hard watching. It's a lot of people who've lost people.
Well, you really got into this, Tom. But look, hold on a second. People do have dreams they can control, right? But like, can you willfully leave your body and go anywhere? Let's just say you can. But can you switch? Can you become the other person?
I think she was explaining to us, in theory, you could, because if you return back to your body and the other person is not in their body, then you could switch. But she said,
you're an empty vessel.
She said she hadn't done that yet.
Yeah.
Right. Again, every question seems like I'm going to give something away. But I mean, like, you know, who's manipulating who here? Like, did Rob, Eve, ever really love you at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. I think Eve might probably not know either.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think that there was a genuine love and friendship there. But I think that what we were talking about in rehearsals was Rob was just so, had such a painful life. And he so desperately wanted to be, to have something else and to change his circumstances, that the minute he set eyes on the beautiful David Ferguson, he thought, screw Adele, I'm going for that guy.
Right, the beautiful David Ferguson. In other words, Tom, do you think Louise, with all due respect, was a bit stupid?
Yeah, man.
Well, hold on a second. She was so open to being loved and so open to getting a partner. And you see her at the beginning going out and, you know, that was all going to happen. So that, like, you know, she'd knock down any kind of sort of common sense thing for love, no?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think it's just Louise. I think actually, if you sort of really take a step back from it, I think that all of the characters want to be loved so much. David wants to be loved. Adele wants to be loved.
Evie also wants to be loved.
Evie also wants to. But I think it's all of them, and they all do crazy. They make crazy decisions, and I think people do that when you're desperate for it. And I think Rob's the extreme example of that, because he doesn't know what to do with love because he's never had it. So he sort of goes mental and starts getting involved with stuff that he shouldn't do. But I think Louise is a bit silly, but so's David. He's desperate to find love again. So's Adele.
Yeah.
And what about the sort of roles that you pick, Eve, all the time? I mean, you've said before something along the lines of, yeah, it's been a great help that the lead singer with you two is my dad, but that's not going to get you the roles. It might get you kind of an audition, and that's the best you can do. So in other words, if you leave the Tisch School in New York, you might be one step ahead of those you left with, but that's about the size of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I wouldn't have gotten this far either, to be perfectly honest. I think anybody who's been in an audition room knows that it's tough, and getting in the door is good, but you have to show up and you have to give something that other people aren't. And I don't know. See, I'm not behind the casting decisions. I just go to the audition. So you'd have to talk to the people who cast me, really. But
yeah, but let me jump in. I had no idea who your dad was for a long time. And I just thought, you're amazing at acting. So it doesn't really matter. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you, Tom.
And finally, just on that, because I would have a lot of questions, but just on that, just the Steven Soderbergh, which I thought the Nick was brilliant, Steven Spielberg as well. Did you learn an awful lot from those? Was it really good to work with them? I presume with Steven Soderbergh, with the like 20 programs, you were in 6 or 7 or 8 of those, I think, at least. And then also, obviously, playing Tom Hanks's daughter in the Bridge of Spies movie. Did you learn a lot from that?
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky the beginning of my career was with these amazing auteurs who have a very specific way of working. And the Nick was where I really cut my teeth. And Soderbergh's a freak of nature. You know, he's the camera operator, he's the editor, he's the director, he's doing everything himself. So I learned filmmaking from him. So I've sort of carried on all the things I've learned from him onto every other job that I've had. And it's been very beneficial.
And was 2020 very good for you in terms of being back home in Dublin?
Yes, I had my mummy cooking me dinner, doing my laundry. It was great.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations, guys. Thank you very much indeed, Tom and Eve. And we'll see you shortly. And good luck with the 6-part series. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.